You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, welcome to the Irish Racing Podcast once again here at William Hill. Andy Holding taking a look at a 7-race programme this Friday evening, April the 6th, at Dundalk as ever, which is our tradition here at William Hill. We've got some decent action for you tonight. Actually, quite a classy looking lineup this evening at 7 o'clock. The 3-year-old contest doesn't look a bad one at all. And we've also got very good handicaps in the shape of the 7:30, and in particular that staying handicap over a mile and a half at 8:30 to get our teeth stuck into. We begin with the 5-furlong 2-year-old contest coming up at 6 o'clock, in which there are several that are definitely worth keeping an eye on here, particularly a couple of stables a little bit more under the radar with the UK punters, but they should certainly be respected here in a race of this context. And that's Impulse Power from the Darren Bunyan stable and Offline from the Andrew Slattery stable. Both of these two horses are speedily bred, and they're certainly worth more than a second look. Offline from the Andrew Slattery stable. Well, Andrew is probably better renowned for his older sprinters, the likes of Onsider and Com Gorgnas. But he does get a nice sharp 2-year-old at this time of year. And with Declan McDonough booked as well, this colt by Requinto, he's certainly very respected and fancied to go well in that opener. The other one, as I mentioned, Impulse Power. Darren's very similar, actually, to Andrew Slattery. He doesn't have that many winners a year, probably about 15, 20, but he often gets a nice little newcomer along the way, and he's definitely one to keep on the right side of as well. So I'd probably just have a look at those two against the field, their Offline and Impulse Power, in the hope that one of them's good enough to go in first time of asking.
Race two.
On to the 6:30 then, the first of the competitive handicaps here tonight. No great surprise that Dan's Gift is towards the head of the market here. He's been a regular on this podcast that I do, and it wouldn't surprise me if he did manage to win tonight, but he's just not the kind of horse I want to be backing at a very skinny price. And 5-2 doesn't really offer much value. He's a bit of an each-way horse, really. He often travels well in his races. He sometimes, or most of the time, doesn't find as much off the bridle as anticipated, as his win-to-win ratio suggests, 3-34. And even though he's run well in his last two runs against the likes of Player Boy and Bruce Baker when they're in good form, I'm going to pass him over in the shape of Blast of Magic from the Adrian Joyce Stable. Now, Adrian's always renowned for his sprinters here at Dundalk. Times in Anatevka was a flag bearer of a similar quality for quite a few years. And this 4-year-old grey certainly comes in even great nick. I thought he was a bit unlucky not to win at Lingfield 3 starts ago, when Stevie Donoghue looked as though he'd produced him perfectly, only for the late thrust of Something Lucky to come and pick his pocket late on. Didn't probably handle the stiffer track of Newcastle next time out after taking a bit of a grip. But he was back to his very best when winning here for the first time of asking on the 16th of March, when he travelled supremely strongly in that race set up for him. And to be honest, I thought he was full value for the half a length of winning margin. He could have won by a little bit further, but I thought once he hit the front, he was kind of dossing and looking around a little bit. But more importantly, you can actually back him at 4-1 this morning, which looks a really good each-way bet. I think he'll confirm the form with Glenmore, who was absolutely flat to the boards at 2 furlongs out, to try and keep in touch with Adrian Joyce's charge. And given that this race is also likely to be run at a similar dynamic, then I think this 4-year-old's got a great chance once again. It certainly will definitely be travelling the best, or equally as well as Dan's Gift, one would imagine, a furlong out. And hopefully Shane Fowler will just delay his winning kick till inside the final furlong. If so, this horse has got a good turn of foot. So Blast of Magic, round about 4-1, solid each way in race two.
Race number three.
On to the 7 o'clock then, and this sees the reappearance of Andesh, who was very impressive when signing off for the winter, when winning on the 13th of October, in what has to be said, pretty impressive fashion in the end. It was the first time tongue tie for Mickey Halford's charge. And if he's fit enough to do himself justice after the 175-day break, then quite clearly he's going to be quite difficult to beat here. But I do like War Hero. I've been a fan of Paddy Prendergast's 3-year-old all the way through the winter. And once again, he got his just rewards for a series of good placed efforts with a smooth victory here when we last saw him in February. He made all the running on that occasion. Like I say, he's a bit of an uncomplicated type in the sense you can really ride him however you want. And on that occasion, Ronan Whelan decided just to pop him out, stick him in front, and he kept on really willingly all the way down the lane to see off his main market rival, Boris Steps from the Joseph of O'Brien stable. They were well clear of the rest. His time figures have been very metronomic. He always seems to run to the same level. Stays 6-7 furlongs, stays a mile, and he's actually won over 6 as well. So you can see this horse is, like I say, a very, very reliable sort. He's around about 7-2 top price this morning. And I do feel as though the fact that he's been running over the winter, he might just have some kind of fitness edge on his main market rival here, Andesh.
Race 4.
On to the 7:30 then. And this is the most keenly anticipated race of the night. We've got the old favourites here, the likes of Togaville, Geological, Arborfield, Atlas, Have a Nice Day. Horses that run regularly in these kind of events week in, week out. And there should be plenty of pace on here with the likes of the aforementioned Togaville and Geological usually going off at a decent pace. And hopefully that'll suit my selection here, my nap of the day actually, Mr. Ormsby, who didn't get the rub of the green here the last day when he was third behind Fahir. He was sent off quite a warm order on that occasion, but unfortunately the race was run at a very slow gallop, and it suited the front two that day, Fahir and Diablo D'Or. They were 1-2 throughout. They basically kicked up the 2 furlong pole, and Mr. Ormsby, even though he ran on in the latter stages, having been fifth at halfway, he couldn't quite peg back the front two, like I say, who were ridden to best advantage. Prior to that, and this is when he really does come into the mix here tonight, he got the strongly run race which he requires, and he was seen to best advantage when he really did stride out quite well in the latter stages, winning with more in hand than the official margin suggests. So from a nice middle draw tonight, they should go a good gallop, as I said, and Mr. Ormsby's way of travelling off a strong pace and staying on down the lane will definitely be seen to good effect here tonight. So top price, 11-2 with William Hill this morning. Really good solid each way bet that for Mr. Ormsby.
Race 5.
On to the 8 o'clock then, which is, again, is another competitive race on paper. My original selection here would have been Boxer Dunford, but he got pulled out around about 9:30. So I'm having to think outside the box here. And I'm going to go with Texas Radio, even though he's drawn on the outside in the Coffin Box Stall 14. There is a little bit more of a school of thought that the mile races here at Dundalk do give the outside drawn horses a little bit more chance, because there's a 3 furlong run into the first corner down the bottom bend. So hopefully Danny Shear can slot this horse in. He was seen to good effect on this 5-year-old when he last won here back in February, and he's very much going the right way. His runs prior to that had certainly suggested that he was a winner waiting to happen, and the fact that it was the step up in trip that suited him gives me belief that around about 8-1 this morning he has got every chance of going in again.
Race number 6.
On to the 8:30 then. And this is probably the second best race on the card, it has to be said. But the classy horse in this race is Financial Conduct, who was a bit unlucky the last day to bump into Elishpoor, who is a very strong stayer at that trip. He's actually a winner over 2 miles, Elishpoor. So I don't think this horse did particularly too much wrong. He went just as well as the winner in the latter stages, but he just got outrun, like I say, by a horse who had a little bit more stamina. But the pair of them well clear. His time figure was good. And prior to that, I thought he'd won with quite a bit in hand when he beat quite a few of these, the likes of Sharjah and Lucent Dream and Zafu, in pretty ready fashion. I don't think the handicap has necessarily caught up with him yet. He's a big, strong type, and Andrew Oliver's placed him really well here throughout the winter. He should get the race run to suit, because they're going to go really quick here, courtesy of Commander One, who I put up here the last day, only to get picked off in the latter stages when ridden by Thomas Sherrin. I do think Chrissy Haynes, the switch around in jockey, will definitely help Dermot McLaughlin's charge, because albeit he's a front runner and does like to go off, the one thing you don't want to be doing is letting him get run away with the jockey, and that's exactly what happened last time out. So providing Chrissy Haynes can ride him with a little bit more restraint from the front, then Commander One is definitely one to consider, along with that Financial Conduct.
Final race.
On to the final race then, and it has to be said, not the most appetising of concluding handicaps on paper, but I'll stick with the informed New Life, who finally got his head in front, deservedly so as well, at the 14th time of asking here a couple of weeks ago. He actually raced up with the speed, or made virtually all the running on that occasion. It just seemed to suit him, because one or two times he's been dropped out the back racing in mid-division, and he's just been sort of not quite getting there, but a real positive, aggressive ride, worked the Oracle, and I've got a feeling Colin Kearney will ride him in a very similar fashion tonight. And he didn't stop galloping either. There was a whole host of horses that had a nibble at him inside the last couple of furlongs, but he just kept pulling it out. In the end, I actually thought he won with his ears pricked. He was like, almost like waiting for the opposition to come at him, which is very much a sign of a horse who had got plenty in hand. His main market rival, Duke of Washington, unfortunately, is drawn out in the car park in stall 14, so life's going to be made difficult there. And Sleepy Head, the other horse who's got comes in with good form, she hasn't run since December, so she could have a little bit of a fitness disadvantage. Six Silver Lane's another horse that's likely to take them along at a good gallop, so hopefully New Life will be up there with the pace from the start, and if last week's before 2 weeks his performance is anything to go by, he's going to take quite a bit of beating in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition then of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join me again on Sunday when we'll be taking a look at the Irish racing on offer there. Until then, it's goodbye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.